This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban have captured another three provincial capitals in Afghanistan, completing their sweep of the country's south. The lightning offensive is gradually encircling Kabul just weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end its two-decade war. The latest blow was the loss of the capital of the Helmand province on Friday. American, British, and allied NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles there in the past 20 years. The insurgents have taken 18 of the country's 34 provincial capitals in recent days. That includes the country's second and third largest cities, Herat and Kandahar. The Taliban now control more than two-thirds of Afghanistan just weeks before the U.S. plans to withdraw its last troops. The Philippines reported on Friday its second largest daily increase in COVID-19 infections, providing more evidence of how the Delta variant may be spreading and ramping up pressure on the country's already stretched healthcare system. Hundreds of hospitals in the country are nearing full capacity, with some facilities reporting they have run out of intensive care unit beds for COVID-19 patients, leaving healthcare workers who are forced to work longer hours exhausted. One nurse says she cares for up to 12 patients at a time instead of five, and has seen her 8-hour shift sometimes extended to 16 hours without any breaks. Philippines Health Ministry recorded more than 13,000 new coronavirus infections on Friday, the highest since a record daily tally of more than 15,000 on April 2nd. Total cases are now at 1.71 million, the second highest in Southeast Asia next to Indonesia. The Manila capital region, home to 13 million people, remains under strict lockdown to contain the spread of Delta. This is VOA.